In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 20th of June. Great to have you here as always, everybody. You know how when we're doing certain stories, there are stock phrases that we use to set them up? Like if we're talking about congressional legislation, you always hear, and it's headed to the president's desk for his signature. Or with a Supreme Court case, you always hear, a decision in the case is expected by summer. Or with a big merger deal, you hear, subject to regulatory approval. We will start today with one of those regulatory stories. If you work for a big company, there is a decent chance that you get your health insurance through an Anthem or a Cigna network. I mention that because Anthem has offered $48 billion to buy Cigna. It would be the biggest insurance company in the country. But there is word now that regulators might not be in that aforementioned approving mood. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Any big merger like this brings out powerful business groups, ostensibly speaking for consumers. Anthem swallowing Cigna would cover 54 million patients, whom the company say would get more choices of providers competing for their medical dollars. Attorney Alan Grunis advises Cigna.
You'll have doctors and hospitals competing to be in those networks. That competition can be beneficial to the employers and to their employees.
Now, hospital and doctor lobbies say a tie-up, which would eliminate a big five insurance company, would limit choice in many markets. Yes, they speak for patients too. But there are signs the Justice Department agrees. Recently, a top antitrust official said customers do not benefit from mergers simply for bargaining clout. He said the feds have a long history of challenging insurance mergers. Why? Robert Town teaches healthcare management at the Wharton School at Penn.
You don't know that until after the merger has already happened, whether they will be able to actually negotiate those better terms. In mergers, it's probably more common that these efficiencies are not realized than they are actually realized.
Wall Street isn't sure about the deal either. Analyst Anand Gupte at Leerink Partners says the chances of it happening have fallen from 75% to 25%.
I've heard from various pretty reliable sources and experts that multi-state employers are not supportive of the merger.
Cigna stock is now 45% below the value of the deal, suggesting investors are skeptical too. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.